guys, and I am back. I mean, I had a better voice, but I've been talking too much, I guess, so I'm losing it again. But before I do, I want to record this next element, and I'm gonna take care of myself after this, I promise. Because everybody is waiting for the next element, I don't want to keep them waiting, so here goes. The next element that I'm going to talk about is the earth element. The basis and foundation of all the elements is the earth. The earth is the object, subject, and receptacle of all celestial rays and influences, and in it are the seeds of all things. It is made fruitful by the other elements and the heavens, and brings forth all things of life itself. It is the first fountain from whence all things spring. It is the center, foundation, and mother of all things. Earth is the element of stability, foundations, and of the body. The earth is the realm of wisdom, knowledge, strength, growth, and prosperity. It is also the physical earth on which we live, and the very heart of life. It is essential in spells and rituals of prosperity, business, fertility, and stability. Earth is a feminine element and governs stone and not magic. The earth can be viewed as our mother, with its fertile and nurturing farmland, providing all earth's creatures with nourishment and shelter. The earth takes on qualities of the other elements, whether it is the dry, dusty, and hot aspects of fire and air, as is found in deserts. Desert. Or the moist and fluid aspects of water in swamps, marshlands, and fens. In its physical manifestations, such as stones, rocks, crystals, and gems. The element of earth represents the densest of the elements. The earth is the womb from which all things spring. Pressing your hand against fresh soil, you can feel its vitality, stability, and earthiness. In its fertile soil, we've grown the food that provides life. On its surface, we live out our lives. And when the time to return to the goddess and God comes, we are interred in the earth. We couldn't exist in this form without earth. But our planet is simply a manifestation of this element on the physical plane. Each of the elements exists in the astral planes as pure energy. This earth energy not only exists within ourselves, but also throughout the universe at large. That is what I have from the element of earth. And we are now in spring. It is the element of earth, the season of the element of earth, spring. So plant your seeds of intentions so that it will grow into fruition within these coming years. May you all have success, prosperity, good health, vibrancy, and love, and lots of laughter. Only good vibes. Have a great day. Lots of love, Natasha.